Time to talk about the Blue Jay football with head coach Gary Michael here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you last week. It's about the really good win on the road at Jeff West, 56-13. No turnovers again for the Blue Jays overall. A really good all-around performance. So, coach, defense played well. Special teams played well. Really, all three facets of the game played well on Friday. Just what were your thoughts?
Yeah, it's the second game in a row where I think we started the game correctly and finished it correctly. And when you can do that, obviously it turns out well for your team. And once again, I've just been really impressed with our guys at practice, our scout team guys, just trying to give us the best look they can. And when you can do that and come out with a couple victories, that gives you a little, hop in your step a little bit. And so last week was playoff atmosphere, for us, because if we won, we were in the playoffs. And now this week's the same way with, seeding wise, as far as we're both in the playoffs, but it just, where are you seeded at? But, I thought our special teams played really, really well. We had, three punt returns for touchdowns. Could have had four. But the third one got, called back on a block in the back, which was way behind the play. So our special teams have just been playing well all season, very consistent, and we work hard in that in practice, and it's paying off for them. But offense and defensively, we just did what we did, do what we do. And so I'm just really pleased with how we're progressing still at this point. And I still think we're playing our best football when we need to, and that's at the end of the year.
Yeah, I know a couple weeks ago after that Rock Creek game, you talked to me and you said, we just had too many mistakes and we haven't really put a full game all the way together. Do you feel like the last couple of weeks, especially, that your guys have kind of figured it out a little bit and have finally placed everything together?
Yeah, I think we're getting there. I think we've just got to do a real little detail things as far as, up front offensively, running backs just hitting the crease and looking for a slight little cutback, the quarterback riding the veer look, just a little longer, just those little things. And if we can do that and hit everything on all cylinders, then I think we'll be doing our best. We're playing our best we can if we do those things.
Now you look at it this week, you've talked about it, a big matchup with Hiawatha coming up on Friday to determine the seedings here as we head into the playoff time coming up next week. We'll talk about that matchup with the Red Hawks when we come back here on the Sabetha Blue Jays Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Sabetha Blue Jays Locker Room Chat. We're talking with head coach Garrett Michael. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office. And, well, coach, you got Hiawatha coming to town on Friday. Hiawatha, they are much improved this season. They proved it with a couple of big wins this year. So, overall, what do you look at here with this matchup with the Red Hawks?
Well, they've got good team speed, and they've got confidence at this point in the season, which they haven't had for a while, and that really helps the team when you have confidence. You get a big win early against Perry, and they just have things going in the right direction there, and Coach Downer does a good job with them offensively, and when you run the dive option or lead option, speed option, and you have a little bit of speed, defensively, you just got to be fundamentally sound. You got to be disciplined on your keys, and you can't try to help another player in their keys, because then all of a sudden something's out the gate and it can happen really quick. So they've just got team speed, and that's something that we've got to watch out for. We don't have a lot of team speed, but we've just got to rally to the ball. We've got to be disciplined, and we've got to take care of our assignment defensively. And then offensively, bigger than defense, I think, just because if we can, 3 yards on offense, and that keeps their offense off the field. And I think that's a big key for us this week. And then special teams, if they, play consistently like they have all year, we'll have a chance at the end to win.
And, Coach, obviously you look at this matchup with Hiawatha. You talked about just some things they can do offensively that can present some problems for your defense. And is this another one of those weeks, especially? I know you've played some of those games, like against Holton, where you really got to be gap sound. Is this another one of those games, just kind of like you talked about, where everybody's got to be on their assignments and not worry about anybody else but themselves?
No question. Dive option. That's basically what we start out with defensively at the beginning of the year, is if you can defend dive option, then hopefully you've got a chance to defend, you know, a lot of these read stuffs and read offenses. And so, that's kind of the backbone of our defense, is just, hey, this is your assignment, this is your assignment, and this is your assignment. We preach all the time, do your job and do it well, and don't try to do somebody else's.
Well, Coach, certainly look forward to it. It's a game we'll have live on FM 103.9 at KNZA. But, hey, Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it, and good luck on Friday night.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Garrett Michael, head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office on FM 103.9 KNZA.